So before you go over the cliff on one of these things, and before we do as well, it's a good idea to have a good idea what the procedure looks like. And to do that, you have to look in three different places. It's split up. If you just look in the statute or just in the appellate rules, you're going to miss some of the procedure. So you need to look in 51014F, in TRAP 28.3, and in Civil Procedure Rule 168. And as you're going to see in a few minutes, getting the procedure right is a huge part of having a successful interlocutory appeal. The first thing that happens is a trial court order. And the issue is that the permission to appeal has to appear in the trial court's order. It's not a separate document. And since you're probably not going to want to ask the court to put that in there while you're arguing your motion, suggesting therefore that you might lose, you're going to want to wait till afterwards to amend it. There's no deadline for asking for leave to amend the trial court's order, asking the trial court to amend the order to certify the appeal, but you probably don't want to wait too long. Any thoughts on what would happen if somebody brought one of these to your court 6 months after the order was issued?
Well, if the delay says something about the significance of the ruling, then it's going to have an impact. And what Rich is talking about here is trial court rules. There's no deadline to ask the trial court to certify that ruling, which the trial court has to do in order for you to petition the Court of Appeals to take the appeal. But if you delay in asking the trial court to certify the ruling, perhaps the ruling isn't as outcome determinative as it should be for the Court of Appeals to grant permission to appeal.
Once you get the court to agree to certify it, then the order's got to be done correctly. And this is one of those tricky things because it's the trial court that's got to do the order, but if it's not done right, you're going to be denied in the Court of Appeals. So here are the things it's got to do.